Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we're going to be talking education again today, but this is a different type of education. It's called adult education. We've got a couple of guests around the table who know all about it, and I know nothing, so we are going to learn together. Don Gilman, who directs the Rock Hill Adult Education Center, is with us today. Adult Education and Career Development Center. Did I get that right?
Say that real fast, man.
No, I'm not going to say it real fast. And then, Cindy Tubin-Kimmel is with us today. She is with Parents Smart, which I did not know until about 10 minutes ago. Is part of the Rock Hill School District. Aha. I learn stuff every day. So, ladies first, don't you think? Let's let Cindy.
Absolutely.
She's, sure. She has been here for half an hour practicing. She's ready to tell everybody. So scoot a little up closer to that mic and tell us a little bit about you, Cindy.
Yes. Thank you for having me, and I'm glad to join the conversation. My name is Cindy Tubin-Kimmel, and I am the coordinator of Parents Smart, and we just celebrated our 25th year where parents are at the heart of education. We serve parents who have preschool children to help them be the best parent and first teacher of their preschool children. We work very closely with adults to ensure that they have the tools they need to be their child's best first teacher, to help them learn while they're at home prior to coming to school. And we work in conjunction with Adult Ed, whereby we offer adult education, GED instruction, and ESL instruction while parents and children come to school together to learn.
So let me see if I got this right, because I really have never heard of this before. I'm surprised I haven't. We have a program in the school district to educate parents as to how they should be educating their children.
Correct. Correct.
Whoa, have not we come along?
We actually work with families beginning at birth.
You started birth. Well, it was interesting. I just had, who was in here the other day? Anyway.
Michael.
I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, we're talking about how babies, the moms of babies, when they are going to the pediatrician, one of the things they do, they hand out the books, and they're encouraging them to read. Teresa Creech, thank you very much. Teresa, I'm sorry.
The Early Learning Partnership.
Yeah. I kept thinking of her husband, Jeff, and I just said, where's Teresa?
One of our wonderful partners.
So there's a coordinated effort.
There's a coordinated effort doing this, and actually there is a parenting program in each of the four school districts, and we work together very closely with Teresa Creech, with the Early Learning Partnership, with Reach Out and Read, with the pediatrician's offices, and so on and so forth. And the program that Teresa is working with is Reach Out and Read, where the doctor gives a prescription to read.
So how do you, these parents who are coming in to learn how to educate the kids, how best to do it. How do you know who they are? I mean, are you given a database and you reach out to them? Or are they told to come see you? Or how's this work?
We would love it if there was a database. We would love it if we could get those lists from the hospital of every baby that's born. But unfortunately, in the times that we live in, we can't do that. So we get a lot of self-referrals. We get a lot of referrals from past clients. And then we get referrals from adult ed, from the elementary schools, from the high schools. We work with teen parents as well. Our primary focus is parent education, where we actually go into the homes and offer the developmental information and the parenting information in the homes. Right now we're doing that virtually because of COVID, unfortunately, but that's the base of our program. And then another part of our program is the adult ed side, where we have the ESL and GED.
Well, you and I could spend a half hour together, but we got this guy here. You know, we just got to pay a little bit of attention to him. Oh, hi, Don. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm just listening and learning from you guys.
Don Gilman, who has been director of Rock Hill Adult Ed now for 4 years, used to be at Applied Technology, but they moved him on up and gave him a bigger challenge, which is adult education.
You know, man, when we talk about education, it's always a challenge for all of us. You know, Cindy is here with us today, and adult education, many in the community think of adult education, they associate adult education with GED, the equivalency diploma to the high school diploma,
right,
and sometimes see us as one-dimensional, when in fact we are, I guess, three-dimensional. We have the generational family services, which is actually what Parent Smart is. That's one leg of our three-legged stool. We also serve the ESL, the English.
That's a second language.
Yeah, second language. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for educating me. The ESL population we serve, and we also serve those who didn't get through high school and didn't get the diploma.
Right. And I got to tell you, and I've been down there a couple of times, your predecessor, Sandy Andrews, invited me down to see a couple of the adult education graduations. And if you want to see something that really brings a tear to your eye and a smile on your face, to watch these adults, and these are adults that range anywhere from whatever, mid-20s to mid-70s or something, getting their GED and how hard they work to get it, it really is something to witness. So kudos to you for being part of that. Okay, so we have an interesting interesting discussion here. Cindy, when you look at the makeup of the parents that you're able to work with, are most of them young? Are most of them, I mean...
Typically, the parents that we work with are 17 and older. If they're 17, they have to formally withdraw from school if they want to enter adult ed. However, if they start, you know, they start typically between 17 maybe to 20 or so, but we have a lot that are in their 30s as well. We have, over the 25 years, we have not had anybody older than, I believe, 42, if I remember correctly. But certainly, we try to work with the whole family.
Are you finding that most of these parents who are seeking help are really candidates for adult ed who have not finished their own education?
A lot of the parents that we serve are candidates, but I can't tell you exactly what the percentage is. We find a lot more of our ESL students who want to engage in order to learn English, in order to be productive in our community, in order to be the best parents they can be. But with our American population, we're serving more of the younger students who did not have a positive environment or a positive experience at school. And we try to work with them to, you know, work on building up that relationship again and engaging them and then working towards enrolling them. The first thing that you have to do, whether it's Don or myself or anyone else, is build that primary relationship, that first relationship. That's the key to helping a parent be successful.
So the first thing I would think you would be doing is encourage them to go over and see Don and get hooked into his program while you're teaching them the program you want them to know for their child. Yeah?
Yes, sort of. Actually, we're very fortunate to have an adult ed teacher on site with us, as well as an ESL classroom, and then two early childhood classrooms. So in our program, our parents and children come to school together to learn.
Really?
Yes.
So where's your office, in his building?
No, I'm actually the director over at the Sylvia Circle Family Learning Center, where we have currently Parent Smart and Rock Hill Head Start. And then we have a couple of support agencies. York County First Steps is there, and Family Connections.
True. So in the course of, I don't know, a school year, how many people are you working with?
Across the whole program, we typically work with about, I would say, 85 to 100 families, not all in adult ed. Typically, in a school year for our family literacy, our generational family literacy program, we're touching about 20 to 25 families, but we are limited with having early childhood. We have to make sure, ensure that we have the right ratio with our children, with students to teachers, and then we can open the classroom for the adults. So we serve a lower number, but the intensity is what's important, is making sure that the clients are there, the students are there every day, so that they can get the best opportunity to learn and be successful.
And Don, over at Adult Ed, you're dealing with a lot more than 25 or 50 or 100, correct?
We are. In fact, you know, with COVID and all that's going on with that, the unemployment and the underemployment situation that we have, since July 1, we have registered 51 students as of today. I looked at the numbers this morning. We're at 51, and we have 11 scheduled to come in and register week after next. So we're looking at 60 new students. That doesn't count the ones who are carrying over and returning from last year.
And that would be roughly how many?
So we're looking at in excess of 100, 120 individuals.
And one of the things that you do over at Adult Ed, which is interesting to me, is you tailor the educational programs pretty much around their work schedule. You do them all kinds of all times of the day.
We do. We have all ages. We have actually our age range is 17. Our oldest participant is 84.
17 to 84.
And so they come. We provide education and support services. In some cases, we have non-readers all the way to those individuals who are very close to graduating. They have the capacity and they have the concepts. All they need is a little bit of coaching and a little bit of encouragement, and they can graduate. We have students who come in, and they will graduate within 3 to 4 weeks.
Really?
Because they come in at that academic proficiency range.
Jeez.
So they can get in, get out pretty quickly.
So how does a 17-year-old here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, not know how to read? What happened in their life?
That usually isn't the case. We're talking about that older one who falls into that category.
Okay.
Now, you say 17, that 17-year-old to 21, those are the individuals that we are really looking for. Our dropout rate in our high schools, it's going down. It's less than it used to be. However, we still have a significant population of students dropping out of high school.
When you say significant, I mean, just give me an idea.
Well, I won't give you. This morning, I looked at the, David Stinson up at York County Economics.
Yes.
They have a data information board. I was looking at that this morning, and Rock Hill has a 10% of students of individuals 24 and over don't have a high school diploma. That's about 3,500 up to 4,000. Now, those statistics are based upon census, and I'd like to talk. I'm probably digressing a bit.
Go ahead.
But when you talk about census, you know, in my opinion, the census is woefully underreported. And if I can encourage anybody out there in this community, if they are not reporting through the census either by responding to the door knockers or going online to, I think it's www.my2020census.org, go on there and fill that information out. Our funding, Cindy and my funding, is based upon the census that is reported based upon the number of individuals and the percentage of the population that falls into the categories that we serve. The lower that percentage is, the lower the funding we get.
Well, I hope that most people are getting a better census survey than I got, because mine was the stupidest thing I ever filled out. It was only like 7 or 8 dumb questions. Didn't put anything about household income, education level. It just wanted to know if I lived there. It didn't know whether it wanted me. Didn't want to know if I was white or black. I mean, I've never seen anything so incomplete in my life, and that was it. How are you going to get any data from that?
I don't have a response.
Well, we'll try to find.
Send a comment on www.
No, I mean, really, I was stunned when I saw that thing.
However, you know, we just need to make sure we're reporting the data from based upon our community's need. That's how we're funded.
That's a big number. I mean, that's a big number. 4,000 people, roughly.
Exactly.
Ah,
but where I was going with that 17 to 21 year old age group is, those are individuals who don't finish high school, and for whatever reason, I mean, a lot of individuals don't. They leave high school for reasons really not they don't want to leave. They have circumstance that just calls that to happen. So I work very closely with the high school administrators and the guidance counselors to try to find those individuals, make contact with them, and invite them in and try to get them on a track toward getting the GED.
Well, you know, it could be any one number. Like discipline problem. It could be a family situation. I mean, the list
goes
on and on.
That's mostly it.
Yeah, the family thing. So I don't think it's going to take that 17-year-old too long to realize, I got to get this. Somebody said the basic minimum is a high school diploma, and you better go beyond that if you really want to get anywhere in life.
Exactly. We tell our students that you need to check the box.
Yeah.
When I say check the box, it's on the employment, when your application for employment, you need to check the box that you have either the GED or the high school diploma.
And, you know, the people who are listening to this program, I bet you anything that somebody out there knows someone who's in this bracket, 17 to 21, because we've all had kids and we all know what can happen in the course for them growing up. You need to get this story out to them. And just simply tell them to go down there to the Applied Technology Center. Oh, no? Go
Adult Ed.
Adult Ed at the Phoenix Academy.
See, that I just can't take that out of my head. After the Phoenix Academy.
It took me a year to quit saying, answering the telephone, the Applied Technology Center.
Right there on Highway 72. You can't miss it.
Yes.
All right?
Right.
And go talk to somebody and get enrolled. I mean, it's simple.
Exactly. We have a Twitter feed. I use Twitter a lot to push information out because the high schools can retweet information.
Sure.
I use it exclusively to market and put information out that the community can use to help encourage individuals. And you mentioned, you know, most people know someone who doesn't have a high school diploma. There's a lot of employers out there who know they have employees who don't have a high school diploma. And I'm going to encourage, actually challenge, each of them to identify those individuals, work with them with their schedule so that they can schedule their work time with an opportunity to come into the adult ed program and take classes as well and get support.
Yeah.
If you want to really benefit your employees, that is a great benefit to provide. I will actually come into an employer's place of business. If they've got a, you know, I'm just going to throw some names at Targets, Walmarts, large employers who may have a group of individuals, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, and we may come in and just designate a time where we can provide those services there on their site.
Wow.
So
there you go.
A lot of potential. So again, just for the business community to invest in their workforce. Workforce.
Well, and you're going to make your own workforce more valuable.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Exactly.
And with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that we are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. We hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical way we do it is right in the cue card, which is behind Cindy over here, so you can't see it. But we're going to tell it together. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden. Everybody knows it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We're staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Are you looking to relax, spend time with the family, or cruise the open road with your new motorcycle to get away? Founders Federal Credit Union is offering low interest rates on recreational vehicle loans. Whether you need a boat, jet ski, ATV, camper, or a motorcycle for your next adventure, we can help. Relax, it's time to play. Visit FoundersFCU.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
My concern is, let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attack, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Don Gilman, Director of Rock Hill Adult Education and Career Development Center. Got that correct. And then his able-bodied partner, who's over in another building in another place, but still affiliated with the Grand Rock Hill School District number 3, is Cindy Tubman-Kimmel. There we go.
Great job.
Thank you very much. I've worked a long time on that. Did you try Smith or Jones next time? All right, with all that being said, we are sitting here talking about adult ed and also talking about Parent Smart, which is all about getting parents who, I would gather, Cindy, in most cases do not have a GED or a high school education themselves, to realize what they need to do to make sure this doesn't happen with their young child. True or false?
In some cases, that is true. That is the generational family literacy is a component of the program. But with the families that we serve that engage in adult ed, yes, that is the case. We're working with them to increase their educational level as well as to make sure that their children are on target and hopefully will be successful in school.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to break this cycle and put yourself out of business?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Be nice. Okay, so both of you have been working in this wonderful world that we all have been working in since March, which is called the pandemic, call it the COVID world, what have you. How has that impacted, Don, your day-to-day operations?
Well, when we first went out, we were in really probably better shape than most adult ed programs across the state, because we'd invested in a lot of technology, and we did a lot of digital instruction, a lot of blended learning for our students. The students, when we left, our students actually knew how to utilize the technology. We had a significant number of our students who could work online, and we connected with them and provided virtual instruction.
Did you have a lot of the virtual instruction already, like, in place?
We just were fortunate that we had teachers who were able to do that,
okay,
and we had students who were able to connect. Now, is that 100% of our students? No. We had some who weren't able to, and we were able. We basically ended up providing wellness support for those individuals, making sure that they knew how to take care of their families. We checked in with them to see how they were doing, made sure they knew where, if they lost their job, how to seek unemployment, if they needed food. In fact, all of our students they were eligible to go to our breakfast and lunch programs, all the sites. Mm-hmm. Our students were eligible for that as well. So we did that on the front end. As we continued, we have yet to come in and do any instruction, but now where we are, we're taking new students in, getting them assessed, getting them placed, and we will follow the Rock Hill Schools reentry plan.
Okay, Cindy, how about you?
Well, we were very fortunate as well in that for our base program, which is our Parents as Teachers program, they they got on board very quickly with some instruction, with some guidance for us. And across the country, home visitation programs went immediately virtual. So we were very fortunate in that we didn't skip a beat there. A lot of our families already had technology in place. And fortunately, due to smartphones and cell phones, you know, everybody has more access than they have in the past. So we were able to engage families that way and do instructional visits with them. Our adult ed instruction and ESL instruction continued as well virtually in connecting, whether it be through Zoom or through audio, whichever way they could engage. And we continued instruction that way. And again, supporting like Don did with basic needs, with making sure that they had access to food, nutrition, to unemployment benefits if they needed, and so on and so forth.
It's amazing how the role of schools have changed over the years. I mean,
yes.
It really is a holistic thing. You're as much a social responsibility as you are to the education responsibility.
Absolutely, absolutely. In partnering with Early Learning Partnership years ago, we actually had a medical clinic in our resource center, which was wonderful. It was a free clinic that was funded through partnerships with the American Academy of Pediatrics. We worked with DHEC at one time. We worked with Affinity at one time. And fortunately, we have continued to nurture those relationships and with North Central to make sure that if our clients do have medical needs, that they're able to get access. One important thing that I want to mention is that everybody is so fearful right now because of COVID, they're not taking their children for their well checks. And it is very important that they continue to take their children for their well checks as well as immunizations, because those things don't stop.
They don't stop. And we just had Mark Nasaka on here yesterday from Piedmont Medical Center, and we just talked about that again. I mean, you know, the hospital is open and operational, yet there's still people who are just not going there, even though they feel terrible because they're afraid of this. Well, don't be afraid. That's the place that's going to be the safest.
Exactly.
Go. You mentioned something during the break, Don, Fred, Harry, that people need to realize. You call it beyond GED.
Exactly.
Explain that. We've got about a couple of minutes left in the show.
Okay, when we say the GED, that's merely the diploma. That's the certificate. With that certificate, no one's going to hire an individual based upon their certificate. It's more about being college and career ready. So we focus on making sure that our students understand how to transition. Once they get the GED diploma, or actually the high school diploma, some are eligible to get that as well. They can ask. But once they get that diploma, we are focused more about that college, school to college transition, as well to school as well as school to career.
Right.
So we focus a lot on workplace training and workforce development. One of the things that we really focus on is mindset. Mindset, in my opinion, is what gets many of our students to where they are. And unless we change our mindset, it's difficult to change behaviors.
Well, all you got to do is show them those tables in terms of every additional year of education equals more money that you're going to make and less chance of being laid off and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. One of my favorite expressions is you can't do what you don't know.
There you go.
And we have a tendency, many of us, we get caught in the fixed mindset and we stay there as opposed to that growth mindset. So that gets, we talk a lot about the psychology and just the way of thinking. And if we keep on thinking the way we thought, we're going to keep on getting what we got.
There you go. So if you know somebody out there that needs help, who has not finished their high school education, you need to send them on over to Don over at Rock Hill Adult Education. And if you know a new mom out there who may need some help with her baby in terms of getting them started, you need to talk to Cindy over at Parent Smart at the Rock Hill School District. Thank you both for the work that you do, and that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. I'm sorry, it's all over with, Don.
Thank you.
Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, right before your eyes here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from with it. The magical way to do it is real simple. We're all going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.